Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on blogtalkradio.com/Course Mastery. We're going to be discussing lesson 11 today in the Course in Miracles workbook. My meaningless thoughts are showing me a meaningless world. Before we begin, I am joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A.
Good morning.
Good morning. Before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence together. Let's take a good deep breath. My meaningless thoughts are showing me a meaningless world. This is the first idea we've had, which is related to a major phase of the correction process, the reversal of the thinking of the world. It seems as if the world determines what you perceive. Today's idea introduces the concept that your thoughts determine the world you see. Be glad indeed to practice the idea in this initial form, for in this idea is your release made sure. The key to forgiveness lies in it.
The practice periods for today's idea are to be undertaken somewhat differently from the previous ones. Begin with eyes closed and repeat the idea slowly to yourself. Then open your eyes and look about near or far, up or down, anywhere. During the minute or so to be spent in using the idea, merely repeat it to yourself, being sure to do so without haste and with no sense of urgency or effort.
To do these exercises for maximum benefit, the eyes should move from one thing to another fairly rapidly, since they should not linger on anything in particular. The words, however, should be used in an unhurried, even leisurely fashion. The introduction to this idea should be practiced as casually as possible. It contains the foundation for the peace, relaxation, and freedom from worry that we're trying to achieve. On concluding the exercises, close your eyes and repeat the idea once more, slowly, to yourself.
Three practice periods today will probably be sufficient. However, if there is little or no uneasiness and an inclination to do more, as many as five may be undertaken. More than that is not recommended. My meaningless thoughts are showing me a meaningless world.
And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence as we consider this lesson. Let's take a good deep breath. Well, we're not quite 2 weeks into our workbook lessons if we're doing one a day. And recall that in the introduction, Jesus is asking us not to do more than one a day. But it's okay if you want to consider one lesson for more than a day. In fact, when I first started doing the workbook lessons, it took me almost 2 years to get through them because some of them were so difficult for me that I would contemplate, a lesson for 2 or 3 days sometimes. Some of them just, I was willing to accept and they came fairly easily. So the point I'm making is because there's 365 lessons, don't feel pressure that you have to get through all this in 1 year. That's not the intention. Once I did get through the workbook lessons, I've gone back through them, almost every year, for several years. And, we're doing it again this year. but the point of my conversation is, if you're new and you're just getting started with the workbook lessons for the first time, be gentle with yourself. And notice that in these last two lessons, number 10 and 11, we're really beginning to practice closing our eyes and going within, even for just a brief moment, and turning away from the outside world. But this meaningless world is what we're being exposed to today, is to look upon the world as, we've already discussed that we're seeing everything from the past, and we're beginning to see now that, it's the thinking self that's giving everything all the meaning that it has. my meaningless thoughts, which would be the thoughts of fear, the thoughts of the ego self, are showing me a meaningless world. I'm painting the world with my meaning, and I can withhold it. I have the power to do that. And to me, that's the underlying subtle teaching of this lesson, is that I have power that I have not recognized. I have power that I have not utilized. As a sovereign, beautiful, perfect creation of God, I have amazing power, but I, not being aware of it, have not really recognized that I have the ability to withhold judgment, to withhold meaning, withhold thoughts, or to ignore thoughts of fear and to dismiss them and not paint my world with the meaning that I'm giving it, but as we will begin to do, practice just pausing and turning within and simply asking, what's the truth? Allowing myself to be informed by the voice of love.
And as we were reading this morning, I had the distinct memory of this lesson in years past where I was at the gym. You know, you can practice these anywhere. And I was practicing this lesson while I was doing the elliptical, the cardio kind of treadmill. And I remember it like really affecting me, like, oh my God, looking and then saying this, my meaningless thoughts are showing me a meaningless world as my vision scans the gym, the room, the people. I remember having this, you know, breakthrough or this aha, like, oh my God, what I am seeing is a construct. What I am seeing is a construct of a world. And at times, this exercise can make me feel sad, or I can feel sadness. It doesn't make me anything, but I can feel sadness, you know. And at other times, it assists me when I'm upset. And, you know, the big value that I might place on a thing, to just say, oh, you know, this is meaningless, when to the ego mind, it feels so very meaningful, you know, whatever might be happening. And at this particular juncture in, you know, the activities of the world, and, you know, we're recording this on January 11th of 2021, you know, the particular unrest that you might, you know, observe in the world, and to say my meaningless thoughts are showing me a meaningless world, It helps us to create that spaciousness that I talk about, where we observe and we become less identified with what we think we see. And I love that, you know, this is the beginning of the turning within to cause, rather than believing that what we see is cause, and that we turn within and close our eyes and know that we are the cause or the creator of our experience. It kind of shifts the upside downness of the construct to return us to cause, where we are not a victim. Yeah. You know, we're not a victim of circumstances. We're not a victim of what we see. It's really a lovely and powerful lesson. And the reminder is to just simply, you know, be patient. It's a reversal of thought system. It's a reversal of the thinking of the world. And the little piece is that this is the key to forgiveness, and that it contains the foundation for the peace, relaxation, and freedom from worry. And to me, that is just priceless.
Yeah.
The peace, relaxation, and freedom from worry is contained in this lesson. This lesson is the foundation for that.
Yeah, the realization that this is the truth, that there's, and he, you know, I love the, this is the basically the introduction in the workbook lessons of the idea of thought reversal system.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's reversing the thoughts of the world, and he's identifying the world as one thought system and the thoughts of God as the only real thought system.
Mm-hmm.
And as he tells us in the textbook, of course, what is unreal, you know, never really existed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're returning to reality,
mm-hmm,
as we turn away from the world and the thought system of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, beautiful. Good stuff. Mic check 1, 2. Looked like I wasn't. It's not picking me.
Hello, hello. Mic check.
Like it's not picking me up, but I guess it is. Okay. So with that, we'll say good day, Mighty Companion. Thank you so much for joining us today in our workbook lesson and here on our episode on Block Talk, you know, for the best hour. God bless you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send